Welcome to Fragments of Redemption, our special three-weeks podcast. My name is Ruvane Brand, and I am honored to welcome you on this journey to impart meaning into this period of our Jewish calendar. This is a time of challenge, of fragmentation, as we reflect on our long history, our state of exile. Yet, within these fragments are the pieces of our redemption. Let's try one day at a time to bring Hashem into our lives in a greater and deeper way and put these pieces together to mend these fragments of redemption. Let's get started.
This Wednesday night, we'll be taking out our kinos, sitting on the floor, and leaning Megillas Eicha once again. The ultimate question is, what exactly are we trying to mourn and commemorate on Tisha B'Av? The Rav suggested that there are two genres of things that we do to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Two types of Zecher LeMikdash. There are things that we do, Zecher LeMikdash B'Chorbana, that we're supposed to commemorate the pain and suffering that we experienced when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And that's the reason we're going to leave things over in our houses, and that's why we're going to put ashes on the Chassan's head. But there also is a Zecher LeMikdash that's supposed to be Zecher LeMikdash B'Vinyana. It's supposed to commemorate the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash and to remember what was the Beis HaMikdash like when it still stood. And that's what we're trying to do with things like lulav, etc. And the Rav used this to explain a pasuk in Eicha. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, the Megillah writes, Zachra Yushalayim Yimei Anya Amrudeha, Kol Mach Amrudeha, Asher Hayum Yimei Kedem. Yerushalayim remembers both the day of pain, and according to Rashi, kol ma'achmudeha, its treasures, kol tov ma'achmadeha shemimei kedem, everything that it was had back when it was still functioning, when we were bringing the carbon tumah twice a day, and all of the avoda and all of the karbanos that we used to offer. We go there to be ola regel, and all of the different things we used to do when the Beis HaMikdash was there. So it's not enough for us to just recall the pain and the suffering, even though that is definitely a theme that we are going to experience the kinos. But it's also for us, important for us, especially in 2023, to comprehend what was the Beis HaMikdash? What was it in its heyday? What was it in its glory? And only through then can we realize what we are missing. Mirtz Hashem, this should be the last year we sit on the floor, and b'mehir yibaneh Beis HaMikdash. Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. For more amazing Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kola website at www.torahchicago.org. Looking forward to tomorrow's fragment of redemption.